Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive. Welcome back into the Time to Thrive podcast, and today we are going to be diving into something that every single one of us has faced at some point or another, and that is fear. Fear of judgment, fear of failure, and even fear of success. Whether you realize it or not, fear is often this invisible hand that holds us back from reaching our full potential. But what if I told you that fear isn't something to eliminate, but it's actually something to use? And today, that's what we're going to be unpacking. Why fear is completely normal, how to shift your perspective so that fear becomes a tool instead of a roadblock, and most importantly, how to move forward anyways, because the life that you want is on the other side of fear. So let's dive into it. Fear is one of the most misunderstood emotions when it comes to success, growth, taking action, and too often we believe that fear is a sign to stop, a sign to pull back, a sign to retreat, or even wait until it disappears before we take that next step forward. But here's the truth. Fear is not the enemy. It's just a signal to us. It's a built-in response designed to protect you. But in today's world, it often holds so many people back from the thing that's going to change their life. To really understand fear, to really break this down, you have to understand how your brain works. Okay, there's a part in your brain that deals with fear. Okay, I don't know the scientific name, but there's a part of it. Okay, and it's your internal alarm system, and it's your job to keep you safe, right? Thousands of years ago, we kept fear is what kept our ancestors alive. If you were walking through the woods and you heard a rustling in the bushes, your brain would sound the alarm. That could be a lion. That could be a snake. You better run. And that response was a survival, flight, or fight mechanism. But here's the problem. Your brain doesn't realize the difference between what is something that is threatening danger and a perceived modern-day discomfort. Fear of public speaking? Your brain registers it the exact same way as a predator that's coming towards you. Fear of posting on social media? Your brain treats it as a threat to belonging, which used to mean that you're going to be exiled from something. Because back then, exile meant death. And if you're training on something on social media, you're scared of posting. You're scared of someone else's reaction towards you. The fear of starting that new business. Your brain flags it as this high-risk situation, and you start to overthink all of these things because it is so unfamiliar to you. Fear is an outdated software that we are running in this current modern world, and it sounds the alarm every time that you are going to do something or uncertain, even when that danger is just stepping outside of your comfort zone and starting something new. As crazy as that may seem. But the key is discomfort does not equal danger. So instead of thinking fear means to stop, start thinking fear means to pay attention. One of the biggest indicators that you're on the right track is fear. And most people assume that that means that something is wrong, when in reality, fear means that something is going right. Think about it. When you feel fear, before you make a big decision, before you start speaking up, before you start investing in yourself, before taking that leap that could change everything, that's when you feel fear. When you don't feel fear is when you're scrolling mindlessly on social media, when you're watching that sixth episode on Netflix, when you don't feel fear of staying in the exact same place. And why? Because none of those things challenge you. None of those things move you further and closer to your goal. And realistically, fear, it's like a compass, okay? It points you in the right direction towards the areas that you have the most potential for growth. And if something feels scary, that's usually a sign that it truly matters to you. So we need to start reframing fear as a growth indicator, because the next time that fear creeps in, instead of running away from it, what I want you to do is ask yourself this: what is fear telling me? Where is it pointing me? Because this myth that successful people are fearless is just completely not true. People who have built incredible businesses, spoken on huge stages, accomplished great things, they still admire fear. And the difference is that they don't let fear stop them. So here's the reality. Big speakers, big actors, they still get fear before big interviews. Big speakers, big actors, they admitted to getting nervous before going on set. Big entrepreneurs, athletes, performers, we have all dealt with fear in every single stage of our career. But here is the difference. You start to learn that fear isn't a stop sign. It's part of the process that's going to move you forward, and you can't eliminate it, but you can train yourself to act a certain way. So what would happen if you stopped waiting for fear to go away and just started moving with it? Do you want to know the answer? The answer is that you'd start making progress. You'd start seeing results, and eventually the things that used to scare you wouldn't scare you anymore. Most people, they try and fight fear, they try and conquer it, they try and eliminate it, they try and wait it out. But what if we flip the script? Instead of thinking I need to get rid of fear before I start, think about it like this: fear means I'm stepping into something new. And that's exactly where I need to be. So imagine how different your life would be if you stopped letting fear dictate your decisions. Instead of backing down from those opportunities, you stepped into them full go. Instead of staying stuck, you took the action necessary. Instead of avoiding discomfort, you embrace it as a sign of growth. So think about one area in your life or your business where fear has been holding you back, and write that down. And I want you to burn it safely, but I want you to burn it. And I want you to get rid of it, because that moves you forward in spite of the fear. Could be making that phone call. It could be posting that piece of content. It could be launching that business idea you've been having. Or it could be having the difficult conversations. So do it. Because the only way to overcome fear is through action. And the truth is, the life that you want is on the other side of fear. Now, we all know that fear is normal, and it's not even necessary. So let's dive a little bit deeper into the three biggest fears that keep people stuck. And these aren't just random fears. These are deeply rooted into our psychology, our past experiences, and our desire to fit in a modern day society. We all want to fit in, right? We all wanted to be popular. We all wanted to have friends. We all wanted to fit in. But here's the thing. None of these fears are real obstacles unless you allow them to be. One thing, once you understand that, you take back the control, okay? This is the most common of the fears, especially when it comes to putting yourself out there, whether it's in business, whether it's in social media, leadership, or even just speaking up for what you believe in. Because at the core, fear comes from our primal needing to belong. So back in the day when we needed to belong, we didn't want to be rejected. And that could mean being in isolation, which was very, very dangerous. And today, we don't need a big tribe for physical survival, but our brain still needs and reacts in the exact same way when we think that someone might disapprove of us. People aren't thinking about you as much as you think, okay? And let's get really real about this. How often you sit around analyzing other people's social media posts, their life choices, their business moves? Probably not as much as you think that people are doing it to you, right? So flip that script. You might be terrified of what other people might think of you, because most people, though, are caught up in their own lives to be closely watching yours. They're busy worrying about their own fears, their own money things, their own insecurities, their own challenges. Even when people do judge, it's not a reflection of you, it's just a projection of them. So reframe it. If somebody criticizes you, it says more about their limitations than yours. If somebody doubts you, it's because they would never take the risk themselves. If someone dismisses you, it's because they aren't meant to be in your audience anyways. So imagine your future self 5 years from now. Would they be grateful of the action that you took? despite the fear of judgment? Or would you regret holding back because of opinions that realistically didn't matter? And I really want that to guide you. What if I try and it doesn't work? This is a massive, massive fear because nobody wants to fail or look like they messed up. But guess what? Failure is just an illusion. It's not real failure unless you stop trying. So let's redefine it a little bit. Failure is feedback. Failure is data. Failure is a stepping stone to your success. And only real failure happens when you quit. Everything else is growth. Think about any successful person that you admire. Do you think that they never failed? Do you think that I've never failed in my life? No. I failed more times than people could even think about trying, right? So instead, what if I fail? Think about it. What if this is the lesson that I need? What if I win? What if I win?
Okay, guys, let me ask you something. What if you could create a life you love while helping others feel their best? Whether you're looking for a little extra income or dreaming of total financial flexibility, we've got something you need to hear.
This opportunity is more than just health and wellness products. It's a community, a purpose, and a proven business model that can fit into your busy life. Whether you're a full-time professional, a busy parent, or just someone who's looking for a little bit more, this gives you the flexibility to build a business on your terms.
You'll have access to premium plant-based products that people love. Think skincare, nutrition, and wellness that actually make a difference. Plus, you'll get all the training and support you need so you can start building your business with confidence, even if you've never done anything like this before. Trust me, I went to school for teeth.
Imagine earning an extra income doing something you're passionate about, connecting with an inspiring community, and creating the freedom that you've been craving.
So if you're ready to take control of your time, your finances, and your future, let's chat. Send us a message or click the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can get started today.
What if the setback is actually going to be part of the setup to success? And what if the failure isn't the end, but exactly what needs to get you to that next level? Most people see failure as proof that they should stop, but successful people, they see failure as a proof that they are making progress in the right direction, right? You think of a toddler when they're starting to walk, they fall? Well, they're never going to walk again. Of course, they fall all the time, right? They don't just sit there and say, well, I guess this whole walking thing isn't for me and I'm just going to give up and sit on my butt for the rest of my life. No, they keep going until it clicks. And the same mindset we need to hold into our life and into our business. So what I want you to do right now, unless you're driving, just think about it and pin this point. But what I want you to do is write down your biggest failures in life. Then next to each one of them, write down what it actually led to. Because most of the time, what that failure looked like was just a redirection towards something even better. Some people, they have the fear of success, and this is a big one. I never really understood it because, not that I didn't understand it, it's not that with the fear of success, I always have wondered, why would you fear winning? Right? It might sound strange, but many people, they're just as scared of success as they are of failure. And why? Because success brings change, and change, no matter how good, can feel freaking uncomfortable. Okay? So here are some signs that you might fear success. You sabotage yourself when things start working. You start procrastinating. You start going into distractions. You quit too soon. You worry about how success will change your relationships. Okay, will people still relate to me? Will people start to judge me? You feel guilty for wanting more, thinking, who am I to have this much success? I am XYZ. Who am I to have this much success? And at its core, fear of success is a fear of responsibility, visibility, and new expectations. So here's the things that you need to understand. Success doesn't create problems. It reveals what needs to be managed. The right people are going to come into your life and support your growth. And anyone who doesn't was never meant to be there and was never meant to stay. You deserve success as much as anybody else. Success isn't a threat, it's an opportunity. You're not afraid of success itself. You're afraid of what comes with it. But guess what? Everything you fear, you can handle. more money, you're going to learn how to manage it. You're going to get people in your corner to help really create a proper plan for you. More visibility, whether that's on social media or whether that's in your business, you're going to grow into it. More responsibility, whether you grow a massive team and a massive organization and you have all this responsibility, you are going to rise to the occasion. So think about what success means for you, not about what society says, not about what other people expect, but what does success look like to you? Own it and step into it. Because success isn't just for certain people. It's for anyone willing to push past their fear. And that is especially for you. So the fear of judgment, the fear of failure, the fear of success, none of these fears are real barriers. They are simply thoughts that we put into our own mind. Okay? And fear does not go away. You just get better at moving forward despite the fear. So instead of waiting for fear to disappear, decide right now that you're going to take action anyways, because fear only has the power if you let it, right? Let's turn this fear into fuel. You don't have to be fearless to take action, right? The people that achieve big things, the ones that build massive businesses, they step into leadership, they create the lives that they love, they aren't fearless. They just refuse to let fear be in control of their actions. They feel fear, they acknowledge it, and then they move forward anyways. And that's what you're going to do as well. That's what you're going to do. And here's the thing, and here is how you're going to stop letting fear control you. You are going to start using it as fuel. So change the story you tell yourself. Fear is not an emotion. It's a narrative in your brain that's running on autopilot. And most people operate with this default fear-based story. I feel scared, so I mustn't be ready, right? I feel very uncomfortable, so I need to stop right now. But what if that story isn't true? What if fear isn't a stop sign, but a green light to that next part and that monumental leap into your future? So reframe fear. And it means that it's proof that you're growing. If something doesn't scare you, it probably means that you're staying in your comfort zone. And your comfort zone is where dreams go to die. So next time that fear creeps in, it don't make it mean that you need to stop, right? Flip that script. I'm scared means that I'm stepping into something bigger. Fear is just a sign that I'm doing something important. Whenever fear tries to take over, just say this out loud. Fear means growth, and I am ready for this. I want you to say that again, whether you're in a car, outside on a walk, or whether you're in a busy bus. Fear means growth, and I'm ready for it. One more time. Fear means growth, and I'm ready for it. Because the more that you reinforce this, the more that your brain rewires itself to associate fear with progress instead of paralysis. Start taking action before you feel ready. One of the biggest lies that fear tells us is that you should wait until you feel ready. So let me ask you this. How many things have you put off because you were waiting to feel more confident at first? You don't get confident and then take action. You take action, and that is what builds the confidence. Think about anything that you've learned in your life, driving a car, public speaking, starting a business. Did you ever feel 100% ready at the start? No, but you did it anyway. And over time, that confidence followed. I remember the first time that I jumped into a car and I was in the driver's seat. I was scared shitless that I was going to crash that thing. Now, I love driving. I'm so confident behind the wheel, and it's because I did it over and over and over, right? Instead of waiting until fear disappears, move forward while it's still there. Pick one thing that you've been avoiding because fear, and commit to it. Commit to doing that for the next 24 hours. Like, if that's the only thing that you do for the next 24 hours is pick one thing that scares you and knock that off your bucket list, you've won. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be posting that piece of content that you've been overthinking and it's been in your drafts for 3 weeks. Could be reaching out to somebody that you admire about starting a business or starting a whatever that is with you. Could be sending that message, that follow-up, that reach out that feels super uncomfortable. It could be taking that next step towards launching your great idea. And once you do it, you'll realize that fear didn't have as much power over you as you thought. And that small win, that's going to give you momentum to keep going forward. Your environment is a massive shape of your mindset. And when it comes to fear, who you surround yourself with matters. When you're around people who think small, they stay in their comfort zones and they let fear win. And that energy is going to rub off on you. None of this means go find new friends. What this means is really just understanding that when somebody says something negative, to not let it affect you and to not throw fuel onto the fire, right? But when you're around people who have already done the things that you're afraid of, fear starts to shrink. This is why successful people say, get in the right rooms. Your network is your net worth. Success leaves clues all around you. Because the more that you're around people that normalize success, they normalize risks, and they take the bold action, the less scary things feel, okay? So go look for an expander. An expander is somebody who has done the things that you want to do, and find that person who's already taken that leap that you're afraid of. Look at how they work, how they talk, how they speak, how they walk, how they approach fear. Absorb their mindset and let it expand you for the possibilities that are out there for you. You can find that in books, podcasts, social media, within your own network of friends or people that you know. And what's the goal here? Make the scary things feel normal. Because when something feels normal, it no longer feels impossible. Okay? Fear isn't going anywhere, but it doesn't have to be in control. Fear is not the problem either when it comes to anything in your life. It's your inaction around it, right? So what is the fear that's holding you back? It's your response to it. Fear isn't just this emotion. It's one that every successful person has felt, but the difference between the winners that win and the people that stay stuck is right in the middle. It's right there. Winners take action despite the fear. Everyone else lets fear make the decisions for you or for them. So right now, you have a choice. Will fear control you or will fear fuel you? Keep taking bold action. You got this. See you later.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.